You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She never went looking for the paranormal. In fact, she avoided anything that even hinted at it. Horror movies, ghost shows, Ouija boards, even late-night conversations about unexplained things. None of it appealed to her. She wasn't curious. She wasn't excited. She wasn't searching for a sign from the other side. She just wanted peace. But peace was the one thing life refused to give her. Her experiences began quietly, almost subtly, during a period when she was 17, still living with her boyfriend in a small rental unit that always felt just a little too still, a little too dim, a little too watchful. He worked late nights, so most evenings she returned home alone, keys in hand, scanning the windows before sliding the glass door open. And each time, without fail, shadows moved inside. Not figures, not silhouettes. Just flashes of darker-than-dark movement drifting from one room to another, retreating just as she stepped in, as though startled by her arrival. She always turned on every light in the house, kitchen, hallway, bathroom, bedrooms, and checked each window and door for signs of forced entry. There was never anything to find. Yet every night, the shadows returned. At first, she tried to explain it away. Maybe her eyes were adjusting from the outside light. Maybe it was the headlights from passing cars. Maybe the frosted glass distorted things. But the shadows always moved in the same way. Smooth, purposeful slipping into rooms that cars couldn't illuminate and angles that reflections couldn't reach. And it wasn't the only strange thing the house offered. One night, she was drifting towards sleep when a sharp, sudden bang erupted inches from her head. So violent, she bolted upright. On the wall, the pull strings for the blinds were swinging wildly back and forth, the weighted ends thudding against the plaster like someone had smacked them. The windows were shut. No breeze, nothing nearby to disturb them. She stared at the strings until the motion slowed, then stopped. She didn't sleep much that night. A few days later, she was helping her boyfriend's mother pack her belongings before moving out. The closet was stuffed with shirts, some old, some new, and one in particular, a bright, loud, unmistakably ugly patterned shirt, made her laugh under her breath. She stacked several shirts on the chair, tossing the ugly one somewhere in the middle, then left the room to get a drink. When she returned, the stack was untouched, but just in case. But that ugly shirt was lying perfectly flat on the floor, a full meter away, positioned too precisely to have simply slipped or fallen. The shirts on top of it hadn't budged. There was no reason, no airflow, no movement, no logic to explain how it had found its way there. It was the first moment she felt watched. The next encounter wasn't frightening, at least not in the traditional sense. She woke in the middle of the night, paralyzed from head to toe, not uncommon for sleep paralysis. But what was uncommon was the sensation of someone lying beside her. Not hovering over her, not pinning her, just holding her. An arm draped across her waist, a leg stretched over her hip, a soft, steady warmth pressing gently against her back. It didn't feel threatening. It felt almost protective, comforting. But comfort from something she couldn't see was almost more unsettling. The most disturbing experience in that house didn't involve shadows or touches. It involved an icy, impossible wind. After an argument, her boyfriend once threw her phone into the roof cavity through the manhole. The next day, she climbed the built-in cupboard to reach the ceiling opening with a flashlight in hand. As soon as her shoulders rose into the manhole, a rush of freezing wind blasted around her, so strong it whipped her fringe across her face. She scanned the roof cavity with her torch, expecting to find a broken tile or a gap in the rafters, but nothing was open. No breeze should have existed at all. Then, just as she leaned in further, the flashlight died. Completely. Instantly. She jumped down, tapped the torch, watched it flicker back to life, only for it to die again the moment she re-entered the manhole. The cold wind returned. The light refused to stay on. She scrambled down as fast as she could and refused to go near the ceiling again. She moved out soon after. For nearly a year, everything was quiet. No shadows, no touches, nothing. She started to believe the experiences had been tied to the house, to its layout, to its history, its unseen corners. But that hope didn't last. When she moved in with her cousin at 18, the stillness ended abruptly. Her cousin worked night shifts and his wife and children were staying elsewhere during a break in their relationship. That meant she was alone in the house almost every night. A modern place in a new housing estate that should have felt safe, but something about it never did. She slept in the living room instead of the bedroom at the end of the long hallway. The bedroom felt wrong the moment she stepped into it, like the air was too thick, like someone was standing in the corner, like the walls were holding their breath. Creaking in the hallway became normal. Random cold spots became routine, and the door leading to the garage, always locked, started opening by itself. Not rattling, not shifting, fully opening. She tested the lock, rattled the handle, they checked the frame. Everything was secure. But the moment she returned to the living room, the door opened again. That night, she left it open out of fear, choosing the dangers she could see over the one she couldn't. 2 weeks later, she decided she needed to face the bedroom. She turned off every light, got into bed, pulled the covers up, and shut her eyes tight. 5 minutes later, footsteps echoed through the house. Slow, deliberate steps crossing the kitchen tiles, and then softer steps moving down the hallway carpet. Then the sound entered her bedroom. The footsteps paced beside her bed, back and forth, until she leapt up, turned on every light, and refused to sleep alone again. And this was only the beginning. After that night of footsteps by her bed, there was no pretending it was imagination or fatigue anymore. Something in that house wanted to be noticed. And once she acknowledged it, once she spoke aloud into the empty rooms, voice unsteady, declaring a boundary, something answered. She stood in the kitchen staring up at the ceiling, the manhole she dreaded just a few meters away. She forced herself to speak as calmly as possible, the way someone had once advised her. "You're scaring me," she said, trying not to let her breath shake. "You stay in your area and I'll stay in mine, okay?" A single, sharp knock came from directly above her head. She froze. It wasn't the pipes, it wasn't the house settling, it wasn't coincidence, and it was a response. And she tried again. "Is there more than one of you?" Silence. A full minute passed, then she asked, "Is there only one of you?" Immediately, another knock, as if something was waiting for that exact question. Her fear snapped like an overstretched wire. "Okay, you're freaking me out. I'm going to the living room." She slept with all the lights on until her cousin came home. When she told him what happened, he admitted something she wished he hadn't. He'd been hearing footsteps in the roof for months, and not random thumps, full, heavy steps that traveled toward his young daughter's room. He also said there were times he smelled something like burning oil, thick and bitter, lingering in the hallway at night. And she remembered that smell. She'd noticed it too. Once his wife and daughter returned, the activity changed shape but didn't stop. Lights in the little girl's room malfunctioned constantly. Batteries would die with no explanation and come back to life the next morning. 3 separate nights, the little girl crawled into bed with her trembling, saying she didn't want to sleep alone. Then one afternoon at the kitchen table, the 4-year-old looked at her with complete seriousness and said, "There are shadow people in my room." She asked gently, "Do you mean your mom or your dad?" The child shook her head. "No, shadow people." The matter-of-fact tone chilled her more than anything else. Children didn't invent phrases like that with such precision. She told the girl she could always come to her room if she felt scared, and the child took that offer more than once. The longer she lived in that house, the more it felt like the activity wasn't tied to rooms or objects. It was tied to her. Even when she took a job on a sheep station miles from anywhere, isolated desert, endless silence, the nearest town 500 kilometers away, something still followed. She tried blaming the knocking on the window, on the wind, on settling wood, on anything logical. But deep down, she knew better. Door slamming happened too often to be coincidence. The feeling of being watched in a place so remote was impossible to ignore. When she eventually left the outback to attend university, she hoped the distance, the change of scenery, the new routine might break the pattern, and it didn't. In fact, the activity intensified. There were the 2 nights she woke gasping for breath, clutching her throat, certain something cold and unseen was pressing down on her windpipe. She told herself it was panic, night terror, a breathing issue. But it felt too real, too physical, too directed. There was the time she lay in bed with her arms over her head and felt a fingertip trace down her armpit in a slow, deliberate line, a gesture too human to misinterpret. Books slid off her desk, pens rolled themselves off the edge, clothes fell from hangers even when the closet door was closed. Her blankets would show the weight of someone sitting beside her, an invisible indentation dipping the mattress. She saw quick flashes of light, like someone sweeping a flashlight across the room, but her lamps were off and the windows were blocked. Shadows stood in her doorway, even with every light in the house blazing. She would turn her head, and they would flicker away. And there were the smells. Burning hair, thick, acidic, unmistakable, filling the room with no source, and then an hour later, a soft fragrance like candle wax and potpourri. Nothing consistent, nothing explainable, just waves of sensations that made the air feel occupied. Bruises began to appear on her arms, narrow fingerprint-shaped marks, the size and spacing unmistakable, as though someone had grabbed her hard enough to pin her down. She would wake with fresh ones in the morning and have no memory of how they got there. One night, something lay directly on top of her, full weight, chest to chest, too heavy to be sleep paralysis. She couldn't breathe, couldn't speak, couldn't move. She waited for it to end. Eventually it did. But the moment that broke her, the moment that changed everything, happened on an otherwise quiet night around 2:30 in the morning. She was drifting towards sleep when the temperature in the room plunged so quickly her breath turned shaky. Before she could sit up, something patted her right foot, gentle but unmistakable. A moment later, another pat, this time just below her knee. Then another just above it. Then a sharp tug yanked the blanket down several inches. She froze, told herself she imagined it. Closed her eyes, but then it happened again. Patient. Patient, patient tug. Harder this time, pulling the blanket a full 10 centimeters down her body. That was enough. She lunged across her bed, turned on the light, and immediately called her mother, voice trembling, hardly able to breathe, repeating over and over, "There's something here. I'm not alone. Something is here." Her mother stayed on the phone with her until morning. Ever since that night, she hasn't slept in the dark, and not once. It's not even for a moment. A lamp stays on, or the TV, or the overhead light. Anything to make the room feel less like a void something could move through. Her sleep schedule slowly shifted, studying at night, collapsing into exhausted sleep when the sun finally rose, her body trusting daylight in a way it no longer trusted the dark. Her doctor called it anxiety. Prescribed medications she didn't want, suggested stress, exhaustion, imagination, but she knew better. You can imagine a noise, and you can imagine a shadow, you can imagine a feeling. You cannot imagine the sound of your blanket being pulled down. You cannot imagine fingerprints on your arms. You cannot imagine a child saying shadow people without prompting. She tried functioning, tried ignoring it, tried pretending it wasn't happening. But the truth was simple and terrifying. It wasn't tied to a house or a job or a city or even a phase of her life. It was tied to her. And whatever it wasn't done. By the time she reached her 20s, the pattern had become impossible to deny. Everywhere she lived, something reacted to her presence. Every home, no matter how new, how ordinary, how well lit or carefully arranged, eventually revealed the same signs, footsteps, touches, voices, shadows. And the more she tried to dismiss it, the more persistent it seemed to become. She learned how to move through her environment as though nothing was wrong. She carried groceries into the kitchen even when the hallway lights flickered for no reason. She walked into her room even when a cold patch clung to her doorway like someone standing too close. She took showers even though the bathroom mirror sometimes fogged unevenly, as if a shape stood between her and the glass. She learned not to jump when objects shifted behind her. Not to gasp when the air cooled suddenly. Not to scream when something brushed past her arm in a room with no open windows. The hardest part wasn't the fear. It was the unpredictability. Some nights passed without incident, quiet still, normal enough that she almost believed the worst was behind her. Then something would shatter the calm, a door slamming on its hinges, a book sliding off her shelf with no vibration, a shadow pacing the edge of her bed. It was never the same thing twice, but it never settled into a pattern she could anticipate. And that, somehow, was the most exhausting part. She tried to reason through it, to chart what triggered the activity, her stress levels, her sleep schedule, her emotional state, but nothing connected. Nothing explained why some nights were mercifully quiet while others felt almost predatory. And nothing prepared her for the way the activity began to blend with her physical well-being. The bruises deepened. Finger-shaped marks on her arms, the kind that only appeared when someone grabbed hard enough to restrain. Her blankets slid toward the floor night after night. She would wake with the sense that someone had just stepped away from the edge of her bed, the mattress still rising from a weight that was no longer there. And she learned something else, something she never wanted to admit out loud. It wasn't just that something followed her. It watched her. It observed her moods, her routines, her vulnerabilities. When she was calm, the activity slowed. When she was anxious, stressed, or emotionally frayed, it escalated. It was as though something fed off the openings her exhaustion created. She started losing her grip on what normal meant. Her sleep deprivation grew worse, like her schedule flipped completely. She worked at night, studied at night, lived at night, because nighttime was when she was most alert, most prepared, most guarded. And then came the moment she couldn't shake, the moment she still thinks about whenever her room gets too quiet. It was 3 in the morning, the hour she had involuntarily made her companion. She had finally drifted close to sleep when she felt the air shift, a coldness she recognized instantly, a pressure that made her muscles tighten beneath the blankets. She tried to stay still, tried to let the moment pass, but the room felt too full, too occupied. Then a weight pressed into her mattress at the foot of the bed. Slow, deliberate, unmistakable. Someone or something was sitting down. She didn't open her eyes. She breathed evenly. She stayed perfectly still. But the presence didn't retreat this time. It moved. A hand, light but intentional, touched the top of her foot. Then her shin, then her knee. 3 soft, deliberate pats, and then, with a harsh tug, her blankets were pulled down her legs, inches at a time. She sucked in a breath but didn't move, fear locking her in place, instinct screaming, not to reveal she was awake. She waited, spine rigid, heart thundering. For a moment, the room fell into a suffocating stillness. And then the tug came again, harder. It wasn't the settling of sheets. It wasn't static cling or restless dream movement. It was a hand pulling. She finally lunged for the lamp, flicked it on, and grabbed her phone. She didn't care what time it was. She pressed call. Her mother's voice came through groggy, confused, but alive. And that alone was enough to make the tears break. "There's something here," she whispered, voice trembling. "Something is in here with me. I'm not alone." Her mother stayed on the phone until dawn. It wasn't comfort. Nothing about the situation was comforting. But it grounded her enough to make it to morning. After sunlight crept across her floor, she felt some sense of safety return, but only a little. For 8 months after that, she wasn't able to sleep in darkness again. It didn't matter how exhausted she was. Didn't matter how rational she tried to be. The moment the room dimmed, something in the air shifted, as though the darkness itself waited. So she kept a lamp on, and a TV, and sometimes the overhead light. People teased her for it. Her doctor brushed it off as anxiety. Her boyfriend once joked that she was part vampire, part insomniac. But he didn't wake to fingerprints on his arm, if he didn't feel blankets slide off him. He didn't see a figure standing in the doorway when the lights were already on. She did. She lost a job over her sleep schedule, lost friends when she couldn't go out at night, lost any sense of belonging in her own home. But she never lost one thing. The feeling that she was being followed, not haunted by a place, not cursed by an object, not tormented by a ghost from someone else's past. Whatever this was, it chose her. She doesn't know if it wants attention or fear or something else entirely. Why it stays just out of sight, why it touches her in the dark, why it watches her at her most vulnerable. She only knows one truth when she feels in the static of the air, in the cold spots that pulse near her bed, in the nights where she lies awake waiting for the next tug, the next whisper, the next unseen hand. It hasn't stopped, not even now.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.